Mark, smartphones, tablets, computers, we think of all these things as primarily American technology, but how much of that stuff is still actually being made here?
Well, Dave, quite a bit is today, but I think we're seeing a snapshot of a moment in technology history where a very large fraction of that manufacturing is at risk, and actually of the ownership of those companies is at risk in the world of personal computers specifically.
Well, what are the major factors at play here?
Well, historically, as you know, the PC was invented in the United States, and followers came from the U.S. and then later from other countries, mostly from Asia. And you could look at the balance sheets of the companies and almost directly relate them to their inventiveness. So Apple had a huge amount of margin. Dell had margin based on supply chain genius, and everybody else was following. HP had a lot of margin because of their laboratories and their R&D budget, IBM as well.
Well, and what's happening now? We're seeing, Dell has been struggling, HP really been struggling, rumors about getting out of PCs altogether. Why is that?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And the primary reason is the advent of a new business model of following that's not just based on the company, but based on the country it comes from. And so if you have a major competitor, in this case, I'll give you an example or two. Lenovo would be the first example. If there is a preferred purchase program in China, let's say, which would allow Lenovo to run indefinitely at a 1% margin, when normal margins already thin were at 5%, 6%, 4%, since a company shows up and wants to be a world dominator and is willing to run without any profit, then everything is put at risk. So all the other companies that make personal computers who have public markets to please with much higher requirements for margins are at risk. And their stocks, their earnings go down, their stocks go down, and suddenly they're in trouble.
Now, is this going to affect everybody, even high flyers like Apple?
Well, if you had said Apple without Steve, we'd both be agreeing here because as long as Steve was there and they were turning out extremely creative new products, I think the gazelle stays in front of the lion, you know? But the gazelle can run out of steam here, and that happens when the creativity stops.
Well, what is the solution? I mean, this doesn't sound like something that they really teach in MBA school or something, I mean, especially in the case of Steve Jobs. I mean, what can American companies do to stem the tide to stay healthy and afloat?
Well, I think we've just touched on it, because if you don't run faster, meaning if you don't create things on a daily basis, if you don't do exactly what Steve Jobs used to do, wonderful new products in brand new categories, then the guys who don't need to make a profit will catch up to you. Your ownership will decline and shift and ultimately go offshore, and America will no longer make personal computers.
It sounds like you're painting a pretty dire picture for the future of the U.S. computing industry, but is there any hope?
I think there is, but it lies in creativity and invention and probably in understanding that a little bit better. So as we get companies focused on doing this and doing it regularly, there should be an ongoing lead available to any company, any country that's inventive. But doing that right and understanding it clearly is the key.
Thanks, Mark. Mark Anderson publishes Strategic News Service, a newsletter for the computing and telecommunications industries at stratnews.com. He joined me through the internet from his office in the San Juan Islands. You can download our monthly conversations on the digital future at kplu.org. I'm Dave Meyer.